Four Corners made headlines last month, you may have noticed, when reporter Linton Besser and cameraman Louis Eraglu were arrested on assignment in Malaysia. They were attempting to speak to the Malaysian Prime Minister, Najib Razak, about his personal finances.
Hello, Mr. Prime Minister. It's ABC Australia. I'm wondering if you can explain the hundreds of millions of dollars in your account. Mr. Prime Minister.
No. What are you trying to do?
It's just a press conference.
No. Stay in my way.
We've just tried to question the Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, and I was quickly thrown out. I was yanked out of line very quickly by several police and then, of course, Special Branch. They've taken our passports and asked us where we were staying, made it very plain we were not welcome.
Here I've been placed under arrest at police station in Sarawak.
Tonight, Linton Besser's program will air on Four Corners. Linton Besser is with me in the studio now. Good morning, Linton.
G'day, Matt.
Now, there have been allegations surrounding the Malaysian PM for a long time, but you've uncovered bank statements for this program. What do we now know?
That's right. Last year, the controversy surrounding Najib Razak really hit a new high when the Wall Street Journal reported that $680 million US dollars had been found in his personal accounts from a mystery company registered in the British Virgin Islands. Now, earlier this year, in January, his new Attorney General said it's okay because $620 million of that was a donation from Saudi Arabia that's since been returned. Just parking to one side why you'd need to return a donation. But yes, that's right. Tonight, we've got evidence of hundreds of millions of dollars more that had been deposited into his account.
Beyond that Saudi Arabian donation?
Beyond the donation that was described as a donation from Saudi Arabia. And those payments are difficult for him to explain, I imagine. Of course, I did try and ask him about it, but it didn't go too well.
Yeah, you end up in a bit of a scary situation under arrest in Malaysia. For people who aren't too familiar with this story, corruption and misappropriation in government is hardly new in Southeast Asia, but how does Malaysia compare with other countries in the region in terms of corruption and transparency?
Well, just on transparency, if I start there, we've seen a terrible crackdown in Malaysia in the past couple of years. Amnesty say, you know, more than 90 people were questioned and some charged under the Sedition Act in Malaysia. There are dissidents jailed. Local people I spoke to said people get disappeared in Malaysia these days. It's a country they no longer recognise. And in terms of the scale of the allegations against the Malaysian Prime Minister, yes, corruption is a part of life in Southeast Asia. It's part of the wage system, you'd have to say. But this is a new frontier. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in unexplained wealth. It goes well beyond what's ever been alleged.
We're not talking about sort of US dollars slid under a table, no.
No, it's one of our interviewees tonight on the program describes it as one of the grandest cases of kleptocracy in modern times.
It's 2 minutes to eight here on RN Breakfast. Matt Bevan's my name. Journalist Linton Besser is my guest. Linton, you also say that the former Malaysian Attorney General had last year put in place a plan to lay criminal charges against the Prime Minister. Why did that never happen?
That's right. The Malaysian Attorney General at the time, a bloke named Abdul Ghani Patel, in July last year, July 23, he made a decision to lay a criminal charge of misappropriation against Najib Razak, we've confirmed. And he set about putting things in place to do that. He was going to charge him at a cabinet meeting the following Wednesday. He had to brief a series of senior officials, including the heads of police and intelligence, but also the deputy PM who would have had to step into the top job. The plan was leaked to Najib, and a few days later, that Attorney General was unconstitutionally removed from office. There were police barring his entrance to his office, and he's gone quiet ever since then. The Deputy PM was also sacked, but both men were replaced, and that charge has laid on the back burner since.
And of course, when you confronted the Prime Minister about this. You ended up in a Malaysian prison. Scary.
Yeah, I mean, we were placed under arrest. Luckily, we never went to prison, but we were questioned for some time. Our passports were confiscated. We were told we were going to be charged. Luckily for us, they came to their senses because we had video evidence that was exculpatory.
And all that on Four Corners tonight. Worth checking out.